words of life. You can speak to your children of life, but your words are not life itself. You can show them what you see, but your showing and their seeing are forever different things. You cannot speak to them of divinity itself, but you can share with them the millions of manifestations of this reality arrayed before them every moment. Since these manifestations have their origin in the Tao, the visible will reveal the invisible to them. Don't mistake your desire to talk for their readiness to listen. For more important are the wordless truths they learn from you. If you take delight in the ordinary wonders of life, they will feel the depth of your pleasure and learn to experience joy. If you walk with them in the darkness of life's mysteries, you will open the gate to understanding. They will learn to see in the darkness and not be afraid. Go for a slow, mindful walk. Show them every little thing that catches your eye. Notice every little thing that catches theirs. Don't look for reasons or seek to teach great things. Just notice. The lesson will teach itself. Oh, this is so delicate and beautiful and meaningful by William Martin, who writes the Parents' Tao Te Ching, which is a new interpretation, ancient advice for modern parents. And I love to read this one from it, because this is the essence of life. Our actions are always far louder than our words that we utter to them. And they are here for a very first-hand experience of living. Our words do not replace life's true sensory experience that they are getting every minute of their aliveness. Our showing and how they interpret what we show them are on a very different scale, as the Tao Te Ching says. Yes, we can tell them how to admire the interconnectedness of everything in the universe, from the tiny dust mote dancing in the light, to the flowers that blossom, to the most magnificent human architectural design. Everything deserves to be praised as manifestation whose origin lies in the Tao. And when we want to talk to them that their listening is their keenness to listen to us, is again a myth. Sometimes it's best to be wordless and walking with them. It's good not to give botanical lessons in a garden. Allow them to experience through their five senses what everything around them looks like and how everything ordinary has this shining essence, this light, this depth, this beauty in it. And as he winds up, he writes, if you walk with them in the darkness of life's mysteries, you will open gates of understanding, and they will learn to see in the darkness and not be afraid. Fear can neither be diluted by conversations nor by anything else than the demonstration of true inner courage. Take these words of Tao Te Ching's timeless wisdom, and I'll be back with more to share with you.